What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Friday, August 3rd, 2012. Thank goodness it's Friday. Pow, Hunter Friday, going to relax and go into the weekend. I don't think anybody can relax. I mean, everybody's holding their breath, waiting to see which is going to explode first, the economy or World War III. And there is a race on by all these governments who've tanked their own economies and enslaved their population to the private central bankers. And everybody's on the verge of a revolution. And we have all these world leaders all over the place saying, quick, get them ready to kill somebody else on the other side of the border, or they're going to turn around and start hanging the bankers. And we can't let that happen. Before we get into the show here, I'm watching CNN. And their big story here at the top of the hour is the latest South Korean dance craze. And they're showing this video of these South Korean people doing whatever it is that they're doing. It's like the hype around the Macarena. And this is what passes for news. And CNN wonders why their ratings are in the Al-Qaeda here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is in our control room for all 3 hours today, ready to answer your calls when you call on in and share your words of wisdom. And speaking of lovely, Claire will be joining us in hour number three of the show to talk about her concerns about war and bombing and all this other stuff that's going on out there. Obviously, the top news of the day right now is the jobs report came out. And it's kind of one of those weird things of, like, some people are saying it's bad and some people are saying it's good, but the stock market is up, so who cares? Reuters were saying labor markets slowed sharply, spelling trouble for Obama. But over on the AP, they're saying stronger job creation could help Obama's reelection hopes. Well, obviously, they both cannot be telling you the exact truth. So what's really going on behind the numbers with all the massaging and the seasonal adjustments and all this other stuff that they do to try and make the numbers look really, really good? Well, actually, the reality is that full-time jobs lost 197,000. Almost 200,000 full-time jobs were lost. And the gain is made up almost entirely of part-time jobs. And remember, to the U.S. government's bean counters, if you're working only 1 hour a week, that qualifies you to be counted as a part-time worker. So the reality is this is not a good jobs report at all, even though we already know it's pretty much a tissue of lies. The official jobless rate is a calculated fiction subject to election year wishful thinking, and it's about as trustworthy as the LIBOR rate. And you need to remember that this jobless rate calculation excludes people who have been looking for work so long they have fallen off all the benefits. They're not getting checks, therefore they're not walking into an office and say, yes, I'm still looking for work. They're presumed to have stopped looking for work because they're not going into some unemployment office and signing the card saying, I looked for work this last week. The reality is most of these people are trying to find work. It's just nobody's keeping count because, again, it's a political embarrassment to the U.S. government here. And I'm not the only person pointing this out now, because even CNBC came out and said that the real unemployment rate is far worse than this official pronunciation from the U.S. government. But even though, you know, the stock market is soaring and everybody's saying it's because of the great jobs report and the stock market is up and everything's just, everybody's really happy. Well, there's a reason to suspect that maybe the Dow is in fact being rigged. And it has to do with a subset of the stocks called the transportation issues. These are the stocks for companies that engage in trucking, postal delivery, package delivery, shipping, air cargo, all of that stuff. And there is there's a link between transportation issues and the overall stock market. And when we come back from these words from our sponsors, I'll explain exactly what that link is and why its absence now is a red warning flag. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So here's what it is. In a normal functioning economy where you don't have the bankers and the governments messing around with all the indicators to serve their own money junkie interests, as business increases in the country, as people buy more products, as manufacturers make more products to sell, as the products are moved from the manufacturers to the warehouse to the retail locations or sent through mail, United Parcel, FedEx, whatever, to get to the purchaser, you will see the stocks for the transportation sector rising and falling pretty much step by step with the overall stock market. Common sense, correct? Well, here's the problem. Recently, every time we see one of these huge run-ups of the stock market like we're seeing today, the transportation issues are not keeping up. They are now delinked from the stock market. And what that confirms to us is what we've been saying all along and what Paul Craig Roberts was hinting about last week. is the stock market is being manipulated through high-speed computer trading, through direct intervention, through all kinds of tinkering. And the reason for that is very, very simple. Large blocks of stock are held by the banks. And the banks' cash positions, their solvency, is based on those stocks holding on to their value or increasing. Because of the high degree of leveraging of the American banking system, a decline in just a few percent in the value of the assets that are on their balance sheets would render the banks insolvent. They have a very strong personal financial motive to keep that stock market cranking up higher and higher and higher. Now, obviously, the political system also has a strong motive to be tinkering with the stock market. That's become their prime banner of the economic conditions of the United States of America. You know, stop talking about, you know, going hungry and losing your homes and your businesses and having to work for minimum wage. The stock market's booming. Everything must be okay. The Dow, the Dow, the Dow, the Dow. Vote for me in November is what we're seeing. And the problem, of course, is when they are manipulating the stock market higher, dragging up the prices through manipulation, but, of course, the underlying value of stocks is not keeping pace, which means the market is hideously overvalued by this manipulation. And that is a very, very dangerous situation, because when a crash comes, and one is going to happen inevitably, imminently, the stock market will crash back down to the point where the actual value and earnings of the stocks support the prices. And right now, that is a huge gap. The American stock market right now is more overvalued today than it was just before the Great Crash of 1929. And so in rigging up the stock market to much higher and higher levels to look good right now and to keep the banks solvent, the government and the Federal Reserve and the money junkies on Wall Street have created a situation where the resulting crash, the inevitable crash, is going to be much, much worse than it would have been had they left well enough alone. But we've been suspecting this for quite some time. You know about the plunge protection team that openly admit they're influencing the markets to keep the Dow up there and crush the short sellers. And they've been doing it for many, many, many years. And this delinking of the transportation issues from the main indicators is another confirmation. The stock market numbers are just as phony as LIBOR. So if you are an investor, and I know fewer and fewer of you are, because we've taken our money out of the stock market and put it into canned foods and shotguns. But if you are an investor, you need to be aware. Those impressive-looking numbers on the bottom of your broker report, that's all they are, impressive-looking numbers. When the big sell-off happens, the first people to sell off, and remember, we already know from this whole Facebook IPO that the hedge fund managers and other insiders are getting the word a little bit early. When the big sell-off happens, the first people out, they'll get their money back. And everybody else is going to be left holding a brokerage report with some very impressive-looking numbers on it, and that is all they will have. We're already hearing that on the LIBOR scandal, that certain insiders were getting advance notice of what the next day's LIBOR was going to be. And it only takes a couple of hours for a currency trader who knows what the LIBOR is going to be in the next day to execute trades to make themselves rich at the expense of everybody else. So that's kind of the dangerous situation we're in right now. So today's soaring stock market is not a signal that the economy is doing well. It's a signal that, like LIBOR and various other frauds we have seen in recent time, the stock market is no longer a true indicator of America's economic health. It's just another one of these little rigged games that Wall Street is playing on the rest of everybody else. All righty. Now, over in Europe, there's been a little bit of an upset over the European Central Bank. And basically, the opinion is Spain and Italy are toast unless Germany allows the European Central Bank to print trillions of euros. Germany has been standing firm against yet more manufactured money and yet more manufactured debt and yet more induced devaluation of everybody's currency by this game. Now, earlier, the European Central Bank had promised they were going to do whatever was necessary to save the single currency. All of a sudden, it turns out that Mario Draghi didn't do that. This big bazooka they were going to fire to save the euro didn't happen. And Draghi is now admitting that he was trying to bluff Germany into going along with more quantitative easing, or whatever they're going to call it over there. So even over in Europe, they're trying these panic moves. They're trying to bluff Germany into pouring more of their money into the black holes of debt created by the European Central Bank. And so Draghi just had a press conference basically saying that the European Central Bank is ready to intervene, but doesn't know that it will ultimately help in the long run. And Moody's earlier this week said that. Same thing. Moody said all the European Central Bank can do is buy time before the crash, and that's exactly what the Federal Reserve is doing. In the case of the United States of America, they're buying time after the November elections. Bush tried exactly the same thing in 2008, just try and float it along and float it along and float it along. He was trying to keep the economy holding together. He was trying to keep the public from seeing the damage of the mortgage-backed security fraud until after the elections of 2008. It didn't work. It fell apart in October. And I seriously, seriously doubt that Obama is going to be able to hold this together until after this November's election. Now, over at the Royal Bank of Scotland, they're talking about nationalizing the bank, which means pumping more of the taxpayers' money in it to prop it up. The real solution is to let it go bankrupt and let a new bank start in its place that is going to handle itself a little bit better. We, again, both in the United States and in Europe, we seem to have evolved this governmental culture of looting the taxpayers to prop up and support failure and not allow anybody else to come in and try and make things a success. Look what they did with Libya. We know that this private central bank model is fatally flawed. But it makes a lot of money for the bankers, and of course the bankers are willing to share some of that largesse with their political supporters. And that is the reason this banking system is not only being perpetuated, it is being forced on the rest of the world at the point of a bayonet. Now over in France, this is probably going to upset a lot of people. French President François Hollande has made good on a campaign pledge to tax the wealthiest people in France up to 75%. As opposed to what we're seeing here in the United States of America, where apparently Obama has backed down on his pledge to end the Bush-era tax cuts for the wealthy. He says, we're going to put that on hold. I'll get to it eventually. After you vote me back into office, I'll tax those rich people. No, he won't. Obama's track record of keeping his campaign promises is abysmal, to say the least. Let's see. Over in England, the Bank of England's £375 billion money printing binge has triggered a death spiral in pensions. In other words, people are getting the checks they're supposed to be getting, but the checks buy less and less and less and less. And, of course, the annuity rates, many of those were tied in with the LIBOR. They got him. And basically they're saying a 65-year-old man retiring today in Great Britain with a retirement annuity fund of £100,000 is just getting a third of the payout he would have gotten 20 years ago. Now, this brings us back to the unemployment figures, because I had somebody who called me to account on my estimation that our true jobless rate is 40%, saying that the invisible unemployed includes retirees. And the difference is, are they genuine retirees, or are they people above the age of 65 who can't afford to retire and are trying to find work in order to get by, to supplement their retirement income? Because there are a lot of those out there that are among the invisible as well. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. I've been before some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, talking about the economy some more and indicators that things are not quite as wonderful as the Dow Industrial Averages would suggest that they are. For one thing, the federal government deficit is the highest it has been since the 1940s. We're functionally in a war economy right now, and that's not surprising looking at how hard the United States is trying to kick off World War III, so that you will not get angry with them for the way they have wrecked what used to be the greatest nation on earth in service to the money junkies. The federal government is thinking, boy, those American people, they're angry enough to kill. Let's get them to kill those gosh darn Muslims so they don't march into Washington, D.C., start tarring and feathering this government that sold us out to the Federal Reserve and to Wall Street and to Israel. That's their plan. That's simple and that obvious. The U.S. government is trying to start a war so they can send you off to vent your anger on some innocent third party in a nation that has not actually done anything to harm the United States of America. By the way, I noticed on the corporate media, they're back to waving around, Assad, Syria has weapons of mass destruction, they're horrible, and, you know, Assad will send them out to terrorism. The same crap they give us about Iran, same thing about Iraq. If at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. That seems to be the motto of the U.S. government and the corporate media here right now. Now, in attempt to quell some of the concerns about the state of the economy, the United States government has decided to audit its stash of gold at the New York Federal Reserve. No talk about auditing Fort Knox, looking at Fort Knox, but they're going to go over to the Federal Reserve and count the gold bars they have over there. What they're not going to do, apparently, is check them for tungsten cores. And you need to remember, both China and Germany have reported finding gold bars with the hallmarks from Fort Knox on them that are actually blocks of tungsten with a thin gold coating around them. Now, a lot of people have been wondering where all the gold dealers are getting this gold they're dumping on the market to keep the gold prices down in order to keep people from deserting the banks, depositor banks, and stock market and buying gold as a wealth preserver. And every time we see the economic situation get worse, all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a whole bunch of gold, also silver, gets dumped on the market to drive the gold and silver prices back down again. We know they're rigging LIBOR. We know they're rigging the stock market. Of course, they're going to be rigging the gold and silver. That's the problem when you start rigging an indicator in an economy that is linked all the way across, completely interconnected. You can't just rig one. Ultimately, you're rigging all of it. It's all a carefully crafted illusion. It is as phony as the economy in the Soviet Union just before their crash. It was all government lies and no substance whatsoever. Meanwhile, in another example of exactly how wonderful the government is at running a real-life business, Amtrak has lost $800 million just on the cheeseburgers and soda that is being sold on their trains and their train stations. Apparently, Amtrak is managing to spend $1.70 for every dollar that comes in revenue, with the American taxpayers picking up the tab. Riders on the Amtrak trains will pay $2 for a Pepsi, but each of those sodas is costing the U.S. Treasury $3.40. Now, I'm sure anybody out there who has managed a convenience store or a restaurant will understand something is hideously wrong if it's costing that much to get the product to the point of sale. But that's U.S. government management for you. Now, out in California, as you're probably aware, city after city is starting for bankruptcy, and it's going to accelerate because apparently the state of California and most of its cities assumed, and we know what that means, that the Facebook IPO was going to generate vast wealth for people in California who work for Facebook or who bought into the IPO. And, of course, that has not worked. In fact, most of the people who bought into the Facebook IPO are now looking at serious losses they will use to deduct from future tax payments. So California's current budget was forecast on the basis of Facebook being a huge revenue generator. Now, of course, it's a huge cash sink, and that's going to accelerate the situation out there in California. The reality is that Mark Zuckerberg and his insiders got their chunk of change out of the IPO, and everybody else so far have taken a 48% bath on this IPO. It's a joke. And now, of course, it's coming out that Facebook's huge success and vast fortune in advertising revenues was arrived at fraudulently. The corporate media is focusing on the fake users because that they're blaming it. Oh, people were setting up Facebook pages for their dogs and people had multiple identities and, you know, spammers and all the rest of that. And the story that they have tried to let fade away into the night, of course, back a little bit earlier, where investigations have shown that 80% of the clicks hitting Facebook's pay-per-click advertising are generated by bots. Now, who has a motive to do that? And what does that mean for all of Facebook's history of runaway successful in advertising? We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. Chills right to the core. This talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm watching the corporate media and they're running a commercial. Know your legal rights if you are facing eviction. Talk about a sign of the times here. Things are really, really bad. Talking about Detroit. Despite all the automobile bailouts, Detroit is turning into a dump, quite literally. We've all seen the photos of the abandoned buildings, the abandoned residential blocks. I mean, whole areas of the city have simply shut down. And apparently there was a story that came out yesterday by the Associated Press is saying that because the police force has been cut back so much, a lot of crimes are going not only unpunished, but undiscovered. And apparently this was illustrated because the badly decomposed bodies of two teenage boys who had been stripped to their underwear and shot were left to rot on one of the abandoned residential blocks, and nobody was there to see them or find them or anything. And they've apparently been there for quite a while. And that is the new picture of America in 2012. This is the new Great Depression we are in. Let's stop kidding ourselves. Let's stop the wishful thinking. What happened back in the 1930s was the second greatest depression, or just a depression. This is the new Great Depression. Or maybe we'll do the spin doctoring. We'll call it the Grand Depression. It's now the Grand Depression. Sort of make it sound like it's positive, even though obviously it is not. Meanwhile, a former U.S. general, Lieutenant General William Boykin, is coming out there saying that the U.S. economy is on the verge of a collapse. It's about to break. And saying basically that martial law is not only expected and being prepared for, but it is, in fact, warranted and justified. Obviously, this individual's agenda is the preservation and continuity of the U.S. federal government, even in the face of an American people who have been betrayed by that very government. So he's basically saying there will be a universal declaration of martial law. Now, interestingly enough, last year, remember the whole Occupy movement, and it was just an amazing thing to see all these American people in the streets from literally coast to coast and even out here in Hawaii. And they were out there trying as hard as they could to send a peaceful message that we have reached our breaking point. And on March 8 of this year, Obama signed the law, the Federal Restricted Buildings and Grounds Improvement Act. It had passed unanimously in the Senate, and it passed in the House with only three no votes. It was nicknamed the Trespass Bill, or to the insiders in Washington, D.C., the Anti-Occupy Law. And basically, the law, quote, improves, end quotes, public grounds by saying protesters have to go someplace else. In other words, protesters exercising their First Amendment right to petition the government for redress of grievances are now legally shoved off the boonies along with the homeless people. Washington, D.C. sent a message saying, we don't want to see you anymore. We don't like what you're saying. We don't like the fact that you're saying bad things about us. We don't like the way you look. We don't like the way you smell. And yes, we know you got sweaty working to make us rich, but we'd hate the smell of your sweat, so get out of here. And what's amazing is that apparently nobody has taken this bill up to the Supreme Court and said, this is a slap in the face of the First Amendment. This whole idea of a free speech zone where you can say anything bad you want about the government as long as you're someplace where nobody can hear you. That's not what the Founding Fathers intended with the First Amendment. The First Amendment is designed and intended to protect political speech, to protect political protest. And it specifically says you can meet peaceably in any public place to petition the government for redress of grievances. Well, how are you going to petition the government for redress of grievances if they're in Washington, D.C., and you've been sent off to someplace out in southern New Jersey in the middle of the woods? But it does indicate the degree of fear and rejection that is now standard thought in Washington, D.C. The Occupy movement did scare them. They're trying to figure out how they can shut it down and keep everybody politically repressed, keep them scared. I know, we'll wave terrorists at them one more time. Actually, that's worn out. The problem when a government uses fear to control its population is it has a shelf life. It has a lifespan. Because fear is very tiring. Fear is exhausting. Fear burns out that neurotransmitter in the brain that says, I am feeling afraid of the government or whatever fictitious monster is being waved at you. And people will reach a point where they no longer feel afraid. It has nothing to do with courage or bravery. It is simply their brains have run out of that chemical. And they simply cannot feel afraid any longer. It's burned itself out. And at that point, all that's left is anger and rage. And the federal government recognizes this. And they're trying to figure out what they're going to do about it, how to take all that anger and rage that is built up in the American people and direct it at a convenient target, convenient scapegoat. You know. Now, I'm not the only one who's concerned about the remainder of the Olympics. There's another website out there that is saying their concern is that there will be a closing ceremony surprise, which would be a good place to do it, especially if they're using a biological weapon. But basically saying that they're anticipating there'll be some kind of an event the day before the closing ceremony on August 11th instead of August 12th. And their theory is that there'll be an aborted terror attack where something will happen and the heroic police and FBI and anti-terror squads will catch somebody about to do something really, really bad and act like heroes and get medals and everything and still going, how those dastardly Iranians we must attack. We know they're thinking about it. It's the next obvious step. And I noticed that, you know, again, as I said earlier in the show, the corporate media is waving around, Syria has weapons of mass destruction. Assad has all of this horrible stuff. The Sean Henry, the 24-year veteran of the FBI Cybersecurity Division, is predicting an internet attack. There'll be an internet, a massive internet attack. It's very, very likely. It's going to happen anytime, is what he's saying. And we know why. Remember in the weeks just before 9/11, the FBI was running around the United States of America to all of these Muslim charities, and it was shutting down their websites without explanation. Simply walked into the ISPs and told, unplug the server. National security, that's all you need to know. And the reason for that was very, very simple. As 9/11 unfolded on the corporate media, there were precious few voices out there in cyberspace saying, wait a minute, this story doesn't make sense. There are reasons to suspect a third-party false flag. Well, now, of course, because of 9/11, because of the lies about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, the federal government understands they face a credibility crisis of monumental proportions and of their own making. So if there is going to be a new false flag attack, they're going to have to figure out some way to shut down the alternative media and the blogs and blame it on the terrorists. Yes, the terrorists came in and they blew up the Golden Gate Bridge, and just to give us what for, they shut down all the blogs. Which, of course, doesn't make any sense, because if a country like Iran really was stupid enough to come over here and commit some act of terrorism, wouldn't they want the internet to put out whatever their version of the story was going to be? The only person who wants to shut down the internet is somebody playing a dirty hoax, which, again, as we talked about yesterday, false flag attacks are nothing new. They have existed throughout history to trick people into war. And right now, our government is desperate for all of these 300 million angry, furious, frustrated Americans to direct their anger and rage and frustration and the lives of their children onto somebody who's living over some oil fields on the other side of the world. That's basically the plan here. Now, the situation is escalating dramatically. There are some very, very alarming stories coming on out. Russia has sent 3 warships to Syria. And now it's being revealed they're heading for the Syrian port city of Tartus. And now the reports are that these ships are carrying hundreds of Russian troops who will be there to defend Assad against what is now acknowledged to be a covert NATO invasion, with revelation that the U.S. has been militarily supplying these hired mercenaries, most of whom are coming from other countries. This illusion that this is a popular uprising is gone. That propaganda is no longer operative, to use the White House term. The lie has cratered. Russia has already said that if the U.S. continues their adventurism in Syria or Iran, that Russia will turn it into the new Afghanistan, and they will exact a very cruel revenge on America for what the U.S. did to the Soviet Union inside Afghanistan. They'll turn it into a war of attrition, which Russia is able to win and the United States is not. Now, sort of adding urgency to this idea that we really don't want to go into a war with Russia and or China, no matter what Israel wants, is there is a report in Pravda. This is primary source story. It's not coming through some third party, whatever. But basically, it's quoting President Putin as saying that Russia has moved strategic nuclear missiles to Cuba in response to the U.S. continuing efforts to encircle Russia with anti-missile systems and the rest of that. Now, there's a little bit of confusion because the article in question referred to something called the Oak strategic missile. And everybody's trying to find what is the Oak, you know, we can't find it anywhere. Okay, Oak, O-A-K, is an acronym for a combined aerospace provider in Russia. It's a merger between Antonin and a couple of other companies. And so Oak is like Boeing. It's the name of the company manufacturing. It's not the designation of the missile itself. More than likely, they're talking about their new generation of hypersonic nuclear-armed cruise missiles. These are not ballistic. The ABMs are not going to find them. These are sea-skimming cruise missiles carrying nuclear warheads. They're basically the Russian equivalent of the American Tomahawk T-lambs, T-lamb ends. The difference being that the Russian version flashes flies considerably faster, the supersonic. And so we're basically on the verge of a new Cuban Missile Crisis, and the situation is escalating dramatically. And for everybody who chastised me for daring to suggest that Israel's ultimate game is to trigger a nuclear war between America, Russia, and China so that we'll destroy ourselves and leave Israel and its nuclear arms in charge of all the Middle East oil, and through that oil, basically controlling the economy of the rest of the world. Do you really think that such a fantastic suggestion, as Russia and the U.S. are being nudged closer to closer to a nuclear war because of Israel's influence over the U.S. Congress, staging invasions into more and more countries that are threatening Russia's strategic interests? It's not a fantastical idea. The Israeli government would be... Israel has basically sucked the life out of the United States of America. There isn't much more money they can get out of here. They realize that, the U.S. government's pandering to Israel has brought this nation to the edge of a revolution. Israel's done with us. We're just a used-up husk. They're already leaping across the border into Canada. And as we heard the other day from that that news show in Great Britain, the British Israeli lobby is just as abusive of their government as AIPAC is of Washington, D.C. So Israel's used us all up. The only thing we're good for is to basically get a nuclear war going with Russia and China. And I think that is ultimately their plan. Certainly, if it were to happen, do you think Israel would grieve for the United States of America for more than 5 seconds? Now, meanwhile, back in Syria, the Syrian mercenaries, the hired mercenaries, are shelling Aleppo in preparation for yet another assault on that city. Where are they getting all this artillery, do you think, in order to shell Aleppo? We're talking heavy artillery. It's coming in across the border from Turkey. Who's paying for it all? You are, partly. This is not a popular revolution. This is a covert invasion masquerading as a popular revolution. Same thing the CIA didn't see in Iran in 1953. Same thing they did in Libya. And nobody believes it. In fact, I was out on the back porch last night with the shortwave radio, listening to other countries' broadcasts regarding the situation in Syria. And nobody's buying this idea that this is a rebellion or a revolt against Assad. It's all U.S., all NATO. It is an invasion. It's a takeover. It's an overthrow. Now, in a continuance of these atrocities being committed by the hired mercenaries, as we mentioned yesterday toward the close of the show, they shelled a Palestinian refugee camp with mortar fire near Damascus. And a lot of people are saying, well, you know, why are they doing this? Why are they killing civilians? And by the way, that video that surfaced the other day where it said the rebels were executing captured Syrian soldiers. Somebody pointed out that the people being executed weren't wearing any kind of uniforms, and their bodies clearly show signs of torture. And what's coming out now is that these so-called mercenaries and terrorists, mercenaries that have come in from these other countries, are carrying out a campaign of terror. They're trying to terrorize the Syrian people into abandoning Assad and siding with them. Because researchers have gone back in and they've looked at the people who were killed in all of these massacres. And they're all pro-Assad people. And so this is a terror war. This invading mercenary army is engaging in acts of terror against the general population to terrorize them into abandoning Assad. That's the tactic. Great Britain has pledged more practical help to the hired mercenaries. Practical help meaning probably that's where they're getting the artillery, at least some of it here. There are reports of clashes along the border with Jordan. Some of these mercenaries are now trying to incur into Jordan, and Jordan is defending their borders. Over at the UN, the Russians and Chinese have vetoed yet another U.S.-sponsored Security Council resolution to authorize direct military intervention in Syria. Nobody's buying the cover story. Nobody's buying this cover story at all. This is another covert invasion. This is exactly the same thing the Nazis did. Oh, we must invade them. They're going to attack us. They're dangerous. They're evil. Country after country after country after country, the pattern is the same thing. Start a lie, demonize the victim, go in and invade. And, of course, now the wild card in the region are the Kurds. And when we come back from these commercials, I will explain why.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. So we're talking about the Kurds. You probably noticed in recent weeks, all of a sudden, the Kurds are coming to the forefront in the news. It started when Assad granted the Kurdish region in Syria semi-autonomy. And this got Turkey all upset and went in and started, they've been bombing the Kurdish region of Turkey. And everybody's all of a sudden talking about, what's going to happen if the Kurds decide they're going to be their own country again? And it turns out the motive for all of this sudden interest in the Kurds focuses on the Kurdish region of Iraq, which borders up right against Syria and Turkey. And basically, the Kurdish government announced Wednesday of this week it's going to be doing its own direct oil exports. And the reason for that is the U.S.-installed government in Baghdad has not been forwarding along the money for the oil that has been exported from Iraq that is drilled and harvested within the Kurdish region. And so now apparently this has been building for quite some time. There's been this huge fight between the Kurdish region of Iraq and the Baghdad central government. The Baghdad government is taking their oil and not giving them anything for it. And now the Kurdish region within Iraq is saying, we're going to do our own exporting, we'll write our own invoices, we'll get our money, we'll build up our area with that money. That's what we want to do. And so obviously we're looking at more oil fields. And that's the reason for this sudden interest of going into the Kurdish regions to reclaim access to the oil. See, the countries that conquered Iraq had a sweet deal. They have all these oil contracts, including the oil from the Kurdish region, that they're giving the money to Baghdad for. And Baghdad was keeping it all for themselves. And so now all of a sudden we've got the Kurdish oil fields are in play. Now, Obama is back to making stink face at Iran. You probably noticed this whole week as the conflict in Syria continues to escalate. The propaganda against Iran is once more ramping up. And Obama is now sanctioning Iran for its gold for oil trades. See, when the U.S. imposed all these sanctions through the banking system, as long as you're working within the banking system going to and from Iran, you're under the control of the bankers and, by extension, the government. And so more and more of these countries are starting to do direct across-the-border barter deals that don't go through the banking system. Here's a tank of oil for a truck of whatever. And so Obama is trying to basically go into these other countries on the other side of the world and say, you will not conduct business other than through our sanctioned banking system. And, of course, that's not going to be well accepted by anybody. That's the whole point of this war, is forcing the American Western-style private central banking system on the rest of the world. And the rest of the world is saying, no, we see what private central banking has done to the United States of America and to Europe. Why in our right mind would we ever allow that into our country? And the U.S. is saying, because if you don't, we will smash you the way we did Gaddafi. We'll be back after station identification.